From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This is new music from the R&B singer John Legend, backed by the hip-hop group The Roots.
Cold, cold eyes upon me, they stare. People all around me, and they're all in fear.
The CD is called Wake Up, and it's full of politically charged soul tunes, most of them covers of songs from the 60s and 70s. This one, Hard Times, was written by Curtis Mayfield.
This crazy town, having hard time, there's no love to be found.
The John Legend CD is one of several musical collaborations out this fall that have caught the ear of our music critic, Tom Moon. Hey, Tom.
Hello there.
And what has John Legend had to say about the idea behind this CD?
Well, he and The Roots started talking about this apparently in the summer of 2008, and that was during the Barack Obama campaign, and a time when people were talking about change in huge, lofty terms, and a lot of the songs that they picked and eventually turned up on this record are songs that are the kind that shake you sideways and go, hey, pay attention, or hey, wake up.
You know, I read a review of a live performance of John Legend that said, you know, the original versions of these songs by, you know, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and Bill Withers had a real urgency and passion. And John Legend just isn't that guy. He's like Mr. Smooth.
He's Mr. Bedroom Soul. He's like one of our new crooners. And he's never had to sort of bring it in this fierce way. And who better to coax it out of him than The Roots, who have been on this kind of social consciousness tip for a long, long time.
Check it out. 17 years of counting, of trying to climb up the rough side of the mountain. Friends warn me, I'ma have to do it without them.
Okay, well, let's move on from John Legend to new music from a band called Junip.
Junip is the side project of sorts of singer-songwriter Jose Gonzalez from Sweden. And he's a sort of introspective singer-songwriter, and as we know, there's millions of those on the planet right now. And what's interesting to me about this is he and his cohorts here have really tried to figure out a way to retain the introspective sort of mood of his other music and yet give it a bump up rhythmically and make it sort of more engaged and give it more dimension musically. Sounds to me like they've listened to a lot of ambient electronica. They've sort of figured out how to translate this sort of hypnotic electronic pulse to acoustic instruments and, in the case of the keyboards, some vintage old school keyboards.
Okay, so that's the band Junip and their new CD, Fields. And the last CD we're going to talk about is one that I'm surprised I'm liking as much as I am. It's a collaboration between, get this, Elton John and Leon Russell, the longtime American songwriter, studio musician, longtime also long-haired and long-bearded Leon Russell. And this is called The Union. Let's take a listen.
I knew from the first night I met you, something just wasn't quite right.
A lot of piano on this CD, both Elton John and Leon Russell, great piano guys. What are you hearing here?
Well, they recorded together on two pianos, everyone playing live in the studio. Elton John, when he was coming along in the early 70s, Leon Russell was a big star. He had had a bunch of solo records. He'd had this hit called Carney. He was sort of a big deal in the music industry. So Elton always treated him as an idol and viewed him that way. And so part of what you hear here is just pure Mutual Admiration Society stuff.
And Tom, this CD produced by T-Bone Burnett, who is everywhere. What do you think about how these two voices combine, Elton John and Leon Russell?
Well, it's sort of sweet and savory a little bit. You know, Leon Russell has just this great grizzled voice. He's always, and it sounds exactly the same now as it did in the early 70s. Elton, I think, learned how to do the kind of blues phrasing that he does from listening to Leon Russell.
Tom, when you think about these three CDs from John Legend, Junip, the band, and now Elton John and Leon Russell, is there a risk, a downside, do you think, in collaborations like these?
Well, when people have these careers where they're pretty well known, anytime they step out of their box, they're taking a risk. And what I like about this is, you know, here's John Legend, a guy who can sing ballads all day long, sort of saying, you know, this is something I really feel and I want to try and do this. Likewise, Elton and Leon really taking steps to sort of say, look, we don't have anything to prove. Let us just throw down and see what we can come up with. And I feel that way about Jose Gonzalez, too. He's established himself as a singer-songwriter, and often when you see someone do that, and it's so hard to establish yourself anymore, when you see that happen, you can expect five or six records that are sort of in the same general area. And I think that in each case here, these are not the same record over again.
Well, Tom, it's always fun to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's music critic Tom Moon. We were talking about the CDs Wake Up by John Legend and The Roots, Fields by the band Junip, and The Union from Elton John and Leon Russell.
There ain't no time. Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson. Our planning editor is Jerry Holmes.
The staff includes Allison McAdam, Art Silverman, Rob Ballinger, Brendan Banizak, Shireen Meraji, Theo Balcom, and Bilal Qureshi. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin.
The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Oh, don't give in. Oh, I said hang on. Hang on in there.